One day Jesus was teaching about the family of God, and there was a man listening named Nicodemus. He was a great man among his people, and he was very religious. He thought he was already in the family of God. After it was dark, he went to see Jesus. He said, "Lord, we know that God has sent you to teach us." But Jesus knew that Nicodemus had never entered God's family. Jesus can see into a person's heart. Jesus said, "Unless you are born the second time, you cannot enter God's family." Nicodemus was confused. "How can a man be born more than once?" he asked. Jesus answered, "Don't be surprised. Whatever is born of body is only a body, but whatever is born by the Holy Spirit is spirit. You have to be born again by the Spirit of God, Nicodemus." Today, many people are like Nicodemus. They do good deeds. They follow religious custom. They forget that God's family is spiritual. There's only one way to enter into the family of your parents. That is by being born. And there's only one way to enter the family of God. That is by being born again. If we do not enter God's family, we live in spiritual darkness. And when we die, we go to the place where sin is punished. God is very holy. He hates sin. When a person is born again, God gives him a new life, and he too begins to hate sin. Sinful habits are broken. When we receive God's Spirit, our old desires are changed, and we begin to hate sin. How can a man receive God's Spirit? Jesus says, "I am standing at the door knocking. If you open the door of your heart, I will come in." Jesus wants to come into your life. Jesus and God's Spirit are united. God said, "Whoever receives Jesus also receives the right to become my child." This is how you come into God's family. This brings to you everlasting life. Without this new birth, you will not have new life. Do not refuse the Savior who wants to come into your heart. Receive Him today.